and if you wanted to know the reasons.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
These are the reasons. The following. We're just like art. No, it's pretty much not objective. Let us start. This is a little confusing to begin with. We're starting in Madrid, Spain.
Hello.
And a Chinese restaurant in Madrid, Spain. Regardless, it's been shut down. The Jinju Eatery has gotten in trouble now for serving one thing and saying it's another.
What are they? Is like the mystery meat?
Yeah,
like,
It's a little problem right here. No.
Like the chupacabra?
The Jinju Eatery has been serving street pigeon as expensive and decadent roast duck.
Mm.
The owner is also facing charges for public health violations. Imagine that right there. So it's kind of a scary proposition there.
And has anyone seen Blake Shelton's duck?
Unless you're Barbecue James.
Pigeon's just an overgrown dog, but they're good to eat. Dum,
dum, dum, there you go.
And he would know.
I guess so.
So there's a lot you can do to get detention on social media, and it's not just the latest dance or juggling like Mark Phillips. Or folks in Baker, Louisiana made quite a splash by wandering through Walmart. And went straight through the self-checkout and went on their merry way, all on horseback. Of course, someone was there to film the entire thing, because all the world's a stage, much like the Fort Worth Art Festival. Unfortunately, police are not impressed.
Really?
Not looking for these fine folks. I know. No fun.
Where did this happen?
Louisiana. Baker, Louisiana.
If that had happened here. In fact, it has happened here.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a horse go through the self-checkout line. That's pretty good.
Well, I mean, there's no checkers anymore. What are they going to do?
On Masters Week, let's give them a golf clap. I'm gonna go and say that's a golf clap.
That's not a rodeo clap.
All right. Here's a fun game. This out of El Paso. Count the red flags, maybe, as we go.
Okay.
A mother in Texas who was accused of driving while drunk.
Ding.
There's one. Told the police that she was on the way to pick up her 5-month-old baby.
Okay.
Great.
But the baby was already in the back seat.
Oh, ding. Great.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Ivana Salazar, 27, was arrested this past Sunday about 1:30 in the morning in El Paso. When all this happened, she was pulled over and said, "Yeah, I just got off work and I'm on my way to pick up the baby." And they said, "What's that in the back?" Oh, that's my baby. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. I mean, at least she didn't get someone else's baby.
She's in trouble. Well, we don't know that.
Okay.
We don't know that.
So poor Zach Yadigari from Rosalind, New York, feeling the burn of high school. He got a 4.0, is an entrepreneur, and started a company now valued at $30 million. So does he still have bigger dreams at the tender age of 18? Yeah, that would be to get into college. Apparently, he's been rejected by 15 different schools, which is leading people to believe that maybe educators don't know everything. He developed an app that can calculate calorie content just by snapping a picture.
Well, he sounds...
Yes.
Let us go to Montgomery Township, Pennsylvania. And they've been having some issues with speeding in their lovely little, not city, but township. You know, that's presumptuous to begin with, but yes, this particular Montgomery Township, Pennsylvania, decided to deter speeding on some streets that are particularly problematic by painting wavy yellow lines.
Mm.
It's instead of the straight lines on a road.
Okay.
Wavy yellow lines. The unconventional design, they say, aims to calm traffic without using speed bumps or constant police monitoring. Some residents, though, are absolutely confused and skeptical about the new wavy lines that accompany their streets. People are still going to straight, like, does this work?
I don't know.
I mean, you could definitely pull people over now for not staying in between them. But isn't it, like, art subjective?
Dum, 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 dum.
Isn't it?
Another day, another conspiracy theory. Today, we go to New Jersey, where witnesses have recently come forward to say, "I know where Jimmy Hoffa is buried." This person claims that they were transported to a landfill in New Jersey City after his disappearance in 1975. The FBI not confirming anything, but the witness has provided detailed information about the location, and the investigation continues.
I've always heard nothing ever has come up about that. Jimmy himself has never come up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people that did this are still very much out there, and
oh, you're in trouble.
I'm sure he's fine. Maybe he's just living on a...
Maybe he retired,
yeah,
and he's out there just painting. Maybe he's out here selling his wares. I took your pigeon story. I just realized.
Okay. It's okay. We can still be friends.
This is just an overgrown dog.
It really is.
I was just excited about that part. Finally, we wind up in Florida, and, you know, Florida man has to come from somewhere, and probably Florida teenager is the gateway. Three Florida teenagers are in trouble now for beating up an Easter bunny in a mall.
Oh, no!
You know, just one more example of how the price of eggs is getting to people, man.
That's too bad.